There are many situations where employees work alone at night, and they may be especially vulnerable to sleepiness. They may have little interaction with others, there may be little activity or other stimulation, and their work may be sedentary, and they may have little opportunity to leave their workstation for a break. As a result, it is very difficult to maintain alertness. A Baltimore television station reported that a 9/11 operator was asleep and unable to take an emergency call. Control room operators have reported being wakened by an alarm or phone call. And of course, many bus and truck drivers have gone off the road because they were unable to maintain alertness. It is vital to assess the risk of sleepiness associated with lone employees. What is the potential risk to the employee, other employees, clients, the organization, and the public? If the risk is high, consider providing employees with wrist or head and eye devices that monitor the physical symptoms of sleepiness. Also educate employees to recognize the symptoms associated with sleepiness and fatigue, and to recognize when they are most vulnerable. You might also want to put in place a regular call protocol to ensure that lone employees are provided with regular stimulation to promote alertness. Know someone who needs to hear this message? Please share it so that they can sleep better, feel better, and work better.